I'm going to press the record button just in case any solid gold comes out as a pre-show.
It's never happened before. So
No, it's not likely to happen now at all.
Yeah,
no.
It's not likely to happen, but...
They contribute nothing to our culture and are to be stamped out.
This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
So, yes, studio hasn't really changed since last you've seen it, except the fact that I've got less hairier, greyer and fatter.
I've got greyer and thinner.
Oh, get you.
I've lost... So I had bariatric surgery last year and I've lost 20 kilograms. I'm down to 17 stone four.
Well, fuck me dead. Are we allowed to... is this suitable content to ask you about during the show?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, okay. You know me. I'm an open book. I'll say anything. Well, apart from the C word. I still won't swear. But no, I'm happy to talk about absolutely anything and everything.
Nice.
So, I've got one of these funny Skype things, the iPads that follows you around the room. So if I sit back... Oh, no, it won't. No. I was on Zoom earlier for something... And if I sat back, the camera zoomed in on me. It was really weird. But yeah, so I'm apart from a foot infection and a broken washing machine, I'm doing all right.
Foot, washing machine.
Yeah. Although,
wait. Of course, you know Don's going to be merciless as per usual.
Of course. Yeah. Well, I expect nothing less.
We don't expect anything of him, really, to be honest.
Well, no, I've got low expectations of Don. So. What is it your 5,000th episode or something?
Not yet. No. It is hang on a minute. Let me look. I do apologize. I am a little bit slow this evening for reasons that I'll go into in a moment.
Oh, okay.
Did I tell you I gave up drinking and anything?
Yes, you did. I picked up on that. Well done you.
Drinking class A's and all that sort of stuff. And I gave up smoking and vaping. However, I have found a rather nice source of THC gummies. It's kind of like smoking a joint, but in sweetie form. Now, what I do for the vast majority of the time is what they call microdose. So, like, not enough to make me put on a album of Pink Floyd, and frankly, it's been the best thing for my anxiety since giving up drinking. However, on Friday and Saturday nights, I allow myself a little bit extra, I can be all nice and wibbly wobbly. But yeah, and that's been working for me for literally about a year and a half now. So anything stronger than a bit of the old chewable wacky, that's about it. I've got my emergency cocodamols for my hip because my other hip started to go the same way now.
Well, it's funny. My mum had...
No, it's not. I can assure you it's not funny.
No, not funny. My mum had a hip replacement and then had the other one done about a year later. And then a friend of mine has just had the second one done as well. Apparently very common.
Right. Okay. Because it's been... Oh, how long has it been for my hip now? I'm sad on many accounts, but one of them is I run my entire life off Google Calendar. Calendars are available. I cannot exist without my life being organized for me on Google Calendar. So if I type in hip, my hip was in March 2018. It's over 6 years old.
I was going to say, you've done pretty well then, because both my mum and my friend had their second hip done within 18 months of each other, of the first one.
I was lucky.
But they were a bit older than you. My mum was in her 60s and my friend's in her, 60s as well. So,
I was the youngest person that they'd ever seen in the hospital. Well, apart from people being born. There's a month for that. No, I was the youngest person that they'd ever seen for a hip operation.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hang on a minute. That's a vowel, so it should be an hip operation, shouldn't it?
No, H isn't a vowel. A hip operation.
Hang on. A-E-I-O-H. I thought... And... Because I thought it was an for things beginning with H. Oh, well, that's our Stormino's words.
I thought it was an... Well, yeah, no, you could be right. An hip. I don't... I'm going to have to profess that I was off sick that day at school when we did vowels.
Well, we've got a podcast title. Is H a vowel? I mean, clearly, yeah. Clearly it's not, but... That's kind of, okay. Right, so is it a history or an history?
Oh, because you would say, I've just met with an historian. No, you wouldn't say, I've just met a... Oh, no, you would. A historian.
Oh, flipping fucking... Oh, by the way, you might be meeting my son this evening. He's been popping onto the shows.
Oh, fantastic.
On and off about a year. He turned 15 in March, and he is already as tall as me.
Nice.
This literally happened in the space of about 2 years.
As he like, shot up.
He was up to there on me, and yeah. I'm 6'2"-ish as well, me. And, he was up to about there. 2 years later, he is now as tall as me. And... Because there's so much more sort of, probably social media, but there's lots of, kids want to be fit these days, whereas I was happy just eating Jell-O, jelly sweets and fucking reading cartoons, where like he goes to the gym and does sports and things. So he's as tall as me, younger than me, musclier than me. I think frankly, he's the alpha male in the house now.
But still lives under your roof and you can still command him and make him do things.
I can attempt that, yes.
Yeah.
It's episode 491 today, just to let you know.
So we're closing in on 500. Well done.
We're closing in on 500. We'll probably try and bribe you via pretend insults to record a message. Might ask you to do the show intro, actually.
You know I'm good for it.
You know, yes.
Bizarrely, so I have been overdosing on LBC Lee these last few weeks while I've been off. It's been fantastic to go back and listen to, but the most hilarious part was the fact that he predicted his own future. So towards the end, when LBC got taken over and he could see the writing on the wall, he said, within a year, I'll be at BBC three counties.
Yeah.
And he was totally right.
Oh, well, there you go.
He said,
I've not been watching, listening either of his Patreon-y podcasty things. I don't know how up to date you are with the show or anything, but... I'm not. BAFTA nominated, mind you. Thank you for the congratulations.
I still subscribe to the skewer, despite the fact that you're not part of it at the moment.
No. I stopped on that. Where was I going with that?
Sorry, BAFTA nominated.
Yeah. Before I was
patron.
Not a fan at all. At all.
It's turned into a very small, I mean, you know, he did across YouTube and Twitch last night and got 150.
Yeah.
And normally on the Patreon, it's about 60. It literally is like a side hustle now.
Yeah.
That he does once a week. And I mean, I've had to downgrade because of moving. And I think it won't last the year. But I think that's fine for him. Because probably, it's no longer his main job, it's now the side hustle. So
that's it. I mean, not his show particularly, it's just Patreon in their general. I'm not
fan of.
Because it's killing independent podcasts. That said, we do pretend we have one. PennIsland.com, which I'm sure you've heard that. In fact, I might have even nicked that joke off Ian.
I can't remember. But I get it. I mean, I gave up the custard one. I mean, I did that. I joined them a podcast for them today. And they tried Patreon and just didn't get anywhere and decided to kill it because, you know, they got about 5 subscribers. but nobody wanted stuff early. They just wanted it either exclusive or not at all, you know, or free. And at the end of the day, you're doing it partly because you love it. So why would you charge for it unless you can make a lot of money?
Indeed, indeed.
So.
Yes, 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 and thrice yes. Right, I don't know if Tom is going to appear. If we do ask you to, sorry, I've got different camera setups here. So if you see me looking into, you know, we didn't rebrand as such, but we refer to strangetimeshow.com.
Yes,
as opposed to just right. Okay, jolly good. So, yes, I might spontaneously ask you to intro or whatever. We normally finish around an hour after we start because Kat's living in the future, isn't he?
Oh yeah, he's living in Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland. Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, you know.
Can he tell us the the cricket result? Oh no, actually, I know the cricket result.
Cricket. No. I was watching the Brum Brums.
I was kind of following the Brum Brums and was expecting McLaren to do 1-2, and then Hamilton. I don't know what happened on that final lap, but he kind of bottled it. I think.
Bottler.
He did, but fair play. I mean, Ricciardo getting fourth or fifth is pretty impressive.
Yeah, he's a strange cookie, that one. Oh, actually, before my drug-addled short-term memory makes me forget, like your Formula Ones, don't you? Do you ever listen, and I apologise if I've asked before, but last time we spoke has been, it was a long time ago. Would you listen to For F1's Sake podcast?
I used to.
Terry Saunders and that lot.
I used to. The only reason that I don't now is that the shows are so long that by the time I've consumed the race, it's like, I think I may go back to it because I don't have Sky Sports at the moment. So my F1 is kind of like radio or hooky streams. So I might go back to their podcast because they do a great job of like recapping it all when I've not watched it.
Yeah, their main show is shorter now. They only do it for about 40 minutes, but they do it two a week now. Terry Saunders is still as funny as ever. Tromans is there.
I met Terry Saunders through you on this show. I met Terry Saunders through this show with you. I think I did this show with him.
Possibly. I am a facilitator. Yeah, I did, yeah.
But I still like the and any time Verstappen's not first, I'm happy.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm trying to practice good karma these days, so I'm trying not to say that I wish you'd die in a ball of flames, because that would be very nice.
I don't want that, but I wouldn't mind the odd tyre blowout or engine.
Maybe something not fatal, like breaks a leg or something, you know.
Yeah, a couple of races out might do us some good. And maybe him.
Yeah.
I somehow doubt that, but
me too.
Yeah, I think the Hamilton Verstappen debacle kind of put me off a little bit, and then Verstappen winning everything last year was just dull.
Yes, yes, and
this year seems like it's kind of a little bit better.
Yeah, and well, I still don't count his first championship personally.
No, because it was cheap, but.
Certainly was.
I mean, it was great television, but it was cheap.
It was fantastic television, but the fuck me. How bent was that? What's your phrase? Better than the 9 Bob note.
The problem is we can't invoke the name Schumacher because it's considered bad form, but it's the sort of thing Schumacher used to do.
Only if you make jokes on skiing, which I normally do, and then because I still do the same amount of awful jokes that I used to, only now I actually feel guilty afterwards. Just to let you know. The best alcohol-free lager ever.
I have tried that. I've never found an alcohol-free beer that I could say that I like to the point where I drink it. But if I was, it would be either Asahi or the other one.
Heineken's nice.
Well, who was the one that Billy Connolly used to advertise?
Oh, God. Not Caliber.
Yeah, it's not got a bitter aftertaste.
Guinness Zero is nice as well.
I've heard that as well, but I've not ever sort of had it. I now frequent a gentleman's working club every Wednesday where I play pool. And they've got acai cans. So if I do fancy a beer but without alcohol, I will have that. But at the moment, with all the meds I'm on strictly,
We can compare pills later.
Brilliant. Indeed, yeah. I rattle as I walk.
Yes.
Diabetes and bariatric surgery will do that to you.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
Some of them are now lifelong. Like, I'll be taking some for the rest of my known life.
Yeah, I'll be doing that with, unless I miraculously lose lots of weight, because I'm still, a little bit chunky. I'm 110 kilograms. I should be 90, really. And my cholesterol's a little bit higher than normal. So they've got me on statins. Not an amazing dose, but they've got me on statins. And also, what's the stuff called? It stops me from getting gout. Well, it doesn't. It's supposed to stop me from getting gout. Allopurinol.
Yeah.
And I also regularly take pregabalin for restless leg after my hip hop.
Yeah.
Not hip hop. Hip hop.
Not hip hop.
No. Wiki wiki. Oh, look, Sexy's here. Oh, look. Wanker's turned his camera off. Wanker.
Hello from the past.
Welcome to Call Me Wanker. Now, what show's that on, Call Me Wanker? That was Enfield, wasn't it?
Think so.
Hang on. Oh god. Oh, I'm sorry.
Strange times. We're living in strange times. Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.